Bench Cut.
That's right. You hear that bass line. It's just Mac and Dusty, no Fesco, when it comes to Start Bench Cut today. Brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. I really wanted to do like a lot of sports ones, but we're in 4th of July week. This is where everybody has fun. This is where everybody says F it the entire week, I feel. I've seen a ton of memes of like showing up to work during the 4th of July week, and it's just like dudes sitting in their office like Stanley from the office, like sitting there like, what are you going to do now, Michael? But we started off, Start Bench Cut again, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. Christmas food, 4th of July food, Thanksgiving food.
Whew, me first? Okay. Oh, man.
So when people say, well, what is Christmas food? You know what that is. It's like a ham.
Yeah.
Or, you know, similar to Thanksgiving food.
I'm cutting it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start Thanksgiving. I'm going to bench July 4th. And there is a reason for that. It's because I eat and probably like July 4th food more? Yes, but I don't get it as much. I get it all the time. I don't get Thanksgiving food. I get it on Thanksgiving, and that's why it's really special. So number one, start.
Yeah, I'm going to start 4th of July food. I'm going to bench Christmas food, and you can get that turkey stuff out of here. I don't eat stuffing.
Oh, my gosh. No stuffing?
Yep, I don't eat stuffing. Really, on Thanksgiving, it's somebody makes like a cheesy potato option, a mac and cheese, or like a hash brown casserole that's like whatever.
Green bean casserole?
Love it.
All in.
Like Danon Hughes always takes a photo of his Thanksgiving Day food.
Oh, and he's just a sides man, right?
And I'm with him.
Okay.
Like, we're brothers from another mother. And I mean, my plate that, you know, limp Dixie plate that they have on Thanksgiving.
Limp what?
It's limp Dixie plate. It's what it is. Dixie's the name of the brand.
Yes, of course.
I can just see you cutting that. But I'm all sides. Whereas the fourth, yeah, you can have burgers and brats, but not everybody's smoking out a pork shoulder. Not everybody's making a spicy slaw like your boy is this year.
Smash.
Not everybody's making, you know, all the sides. People go up and away, and plus it's like cool sides, right? Thanksgiving's hot sides. Your pool side with a cool side with a surf side. Nixon 5, 8, 9. We continue on Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. The pool, the lake, or a driveway slash yard to celebrate the 4th of July.
Okay. This is a good one.
Thank you. Why did I do that?
I'll start. Yeah, come on, man. What are you doing?
Oh, boy.
I just want to win, Jen.
It's affecting us. It's like venom.
Yes.
I'm going to turn into Tom Hardy.
What the hell was that? Yeah, that'd be sick. Lake. I'll go lake, pool, driveway, yard, but all three of these are great. Nothing wrong with any of these, man.
There is never a better place in the 4th of July than the lake.
Yeah, that's number one. Has to be.
And it's not even close. Because you can get dirty, filthy, nasty, grimy. Oof. Almost went there. And just let it all hang out. There's nothing better. I used to live in, I used to have a house in Shell Knob. My grandfather did at Table Rock Lake. And the bridge was right across like the channel. So we could legitimately sit on a floating lake noodle and just in the water watching the fireworks go off.
Oh, damn.
Or that's you could awesome. Be a sane human being and sit on the dock in a chair and watch it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's just nothing better.
No, it's so good.
The pool is number two. Yard driveway is fun. I don't mind it. I think it's great.
It's great.
It's all there. It's a tough start pitch cut, but it's lake, massive drop,
yeah.
Pool. And then, like, if somebody calls you on a Monday, it's like, hey, what are you doing Thursday and Friday and the weekend for the 4th of July? Like, oh, I don't really have any plans. I'm going to go to my buddy's house and shoot off some fireworks, need some food. You want to come down to the lake this weekend? We got some extra spots.
Smash.
You're hanging up the phone and you're already on the highway.
Yes.
Like, no
yes.
doubt about it.
Text me, sorry, brother, not going to be able to make it this weekend.
That's right.
Got other plans.
Somebody in 816 says, let that limp Dixie hang out. It's a limp Dixie plate.
Come on, man.
It's a paper.
I love Dick.
Okay. We move on. It is a 4th of July themed Start Bench Cut by Jay Southland Tow. Bottle rockets, Roman candles, or the mortar shells?
The mortar shells?
The ones you put in the tube, light the big wick, goes up. Boom.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm going to start those.
Okay.
Bench Roman candle, cut a bottle rocket.
Start Roman candle, bench bottle rocket, cut the mortar.
Okay.
Because the mortar, it's one at a time.
That's fair.
You
got to
go out there and take your Uncle Larry's cigarette with you and hit it. And then on your way back, take the Matthew McConaughey drag and then give it back to him. And he's like, why is it wet? I was nervous.
Glad it's your Uncle Larry, not your Uncle Terry.
Gotta watch out.
Back up, Terry.
Back it up, Terry. Holiday-wise, start bench cut.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July.
Start. I started Christmas, bench Thanksgiving, cut 4th of July. I believe that's what I did. Which, that hurts, man. I love the 4th. I'm sorry.
I don't think you do.
I do.
You know, like America, you get the hell
here we
out.
Go. Yeah, there it is.
I'll give you crew cut, mister. Big Daddy. I start 4th of July. I bench Christmas, and Thanksgiving is whatever. It's fine.
It's fun.
It's football. It's family. It's non-stressed.
You started the 4th, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the 4th of July would be hitting third in my lineup like Jack Caglione should be hitting.
Mm.
But he's not.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I kind of lost it earlier. But yeah, I mean, you definitely have to start. We'll go to the text line for one to keep them involved. 4th of July fireworks, black snakes, sparklers, or smoke bombs? Dude, I love smoke bombs.
Yeah, same.
I'll like hold them each in one of my hands and like spin around when I'm inebriated. Yeah. Look like I'm putting on my own concert. I hate sparklers.
Yeah.
I hate them. Yeah. And then I will bench the black snake because every once in a while it's funny. It's like the rooster that craps out an egg and squeals. Like no one expects it, but when you light one randomly, somebody jumps. One of those little poppers. You like throwing those at people's toes?
Yeah, those are fun. Poppers are fun.
Put them on the, you know what you should do to Hannah? Is buy a pack of poppers and then like before she gets home, put them like in the line of the toilet seat. So when she sits down, oh my gosh. And then have your phone recording.
Yes, exactly.
Not in the bathroom, outside so you can hear the scream.
And then make sure Nathan's set to work the next day because I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Yeah, you would be dead.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody says they would start the mortar shell, bench the bottle rocket, cut the Roman candle.
Oh,
have you ever had sex while lighting a Roman candle? I bet you haven't. We go to weather. 4th of July weather, Christmas weather, or Halloween weather?
I think in that order.
The hot, the cold, and then the rain?
Rain, man.
It always rains on Halloween.
It's always raining.
It's always rain and cold.
It's literally like the worst weather combo. It's like 40 degrees and it's raining. I'm good.
Always.
I'm out.
I love the heat, especially in the 4th, because I'm always around a pool or a lake, so it's irrelevant,
yeah.
But it's still hot, obviously. But yeah, I'm starting the 4th weather, benching the Christmas weather, and cutting Halloween weather.
Christmas weather would be a start for me in somewhere else, but here it's just not consistent enough.
Mustard, relish, ketchup, start bench cut.
Ketchup, relish, mustard.
Mustard, relish, ketchup.
Ugh.
Ketchup can pound sand. Get bent, ketchup.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I say that to mustard. Mustard can eat it, dude.
Oh.
Gross.
Mustard is fantastic. It's a great bind. You put it on your ribs before you put the seasoning on it.
Yeah,
you don't even
fair.
Know it's there.
That's fair. That's
you put
different.
It on your pork shoulder, then you season it, then you inject your pork shoulder with pineapple juice. You put it on your hot dog.
No.
You put it on your fries.
No.
Put it on your sandwiches.
You know your boy be eating those plain dogs.
Ew. You're just raw dogging?
Hey, raw dogging, baby. I've been pounded this week.
No doubt. Might have been the hardest I've ever laughed on the air. Then we go into the salads. This is a tough one for me. Potato salad, macaroni salad, pasta salad. See, all cold sides. Now, there are some potato salads that are warm, but those are good. It's like a German-style potato salad. But you know, every 4th of July place you go to, one of these three, if not two, if not all three, are presentable. Because, like, that's my appetizer at 4th of July. It's just, like, three scoops of each. Just get mayoed out. Well, pasta salad's like a vinaigrette, but, like...
Potato. I'm going to start potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
cold specifically. I'm going to bench pasta. I'm going to cut macaroni. Sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm going to start Max pasta offer. Salad. I'm going to bench potato salad. I'm going to cut macaroni salad.
Okay, so we're on the same page there. Yeah.
Pasta salad number one, potato salad number two.
And that's
fair.
Then
Max salad, get all the way out.
That's fair. I was close with pasta and potato. Could go with either. Honestly, something that I don't eat it a lot. Besides 4th of July, I know I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. I saw you eat all that food all the time. That's why you like Thanksgiving.
Well, I eat hot. I see hot dogs, burgers, that's all the time.
Somebody says, what about mashed potatoes on ice? Ugh. I will say, I think it's either at Costco or Hy-Vee, they have a deviled egg potato salad.
Oh, I'm in on that.
It is amazing.
Really? Is it?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Ivy for the win.
This is all of their prime. Pam Anderson, Carmen Electra, Tara Reid.
I like that order.
Yeah. Start, bench, cut. Independence Day, Joe Dirt, Sandlot. Max only seen one of them.
Yeah, it's true.
You never seen Independence Day?
No.
Insane. We'll have a quote from that tomorrow. Rest in peace to Bill Pullman. I think is he still alive?
Like Bob killing people?
Yeah, dude. We will not go quietly into the night. That will get played tomorrow, I promise you, because it is a tradition that I have always done. Yeah, deviled egg potato salad. OMG, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. One of the best I've ever had.
Still alive. 71.
Bill Pullman. You got to love it. We'll get back into the numbers that made me absolutely infuriated. On the other side, as the Royals will continue their action tonight in Seattle. Yes, I know it's not going well, but we got to talk about it because something's got to change. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty, subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Get start, bench, cut on the text line from the 620. Team America, Independence Day, and the Patriot. Boy, oh boy, that's tough. I'm going to go with Team America because it makes me laugh uncontrollably. Is that another one you've never seen? Independence Day number two and the Patriots, a tough one.
I'm going to do Independence Day this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably do it today.
Well, I got Thursday kind of free too.
But we're not on the air.
Oh, you're meaning for... Yeah, now I get what you're talking about. Okay.
Didn't I promise you fireworks? That's a one line he had to deliver, couldn't deliver it. Will Smith, most overrated actor of our time.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
That's a take.
Didn't I promise you fireworks? Wow, really nailed it, Will. Really nailed it. I think it's Vivica A. Fox. Wow, what a babe she is.
Will Smith, new music.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe should have just not done that. And then you got, what is it, Randy Quaid? Russell Edgerton, sir, I have once been abducted by aliens. He's a crop duster in that movie, and this is before I think, well, maybe not before. This is before we knew he was crazy, but a very interesting character in that. Hello, boys. I'm back. What a great movie that is. So we'll have lots of quotes and stuff from that tomorrow. Team America, absolutely hilarious. Something that's not hilarious are these Royals. They're hilariously bad. As in, something has to change. Either they're going to sell or they're going to have a fire sale. So in the month of June, the Royals had 8 wins and 18 losses. That's 10 games below 500. That's easy math, right? On June 11th, that was the last time they were 500. Since then, they have declined. They had two separate 6-game losing streaks in the month of June. The one time they won more than 2 games was only one time. They won 4 straight. They beat the Rangers for 3 straight and swept them. Then they beat the Padres in game 1 of that series of 3, and that's it. So half of their wins came in one series and one game. Half. Half. The other thing that's disappointing is they were shut out 5 times. Last night they had two runs on four hits. They were out hit and outscored last night 14-6. Six runs for the Seattle Mariners, 14 hits. The Royals had two runs on four hits. Bobby Witt Jr. is Bobby Witt Jr. Something's got to change. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's emotion. I don't know if it's fire. But damn it, it's bad. Real bad. What are they now? 39-46? Is that their record?
I believe so.
39-40-something. It ain't good. And
six or seven. It's one of those two under.
And the problem with this is the fact that there are three things that really stick out to me for the Kansas City Royals, who are currently 39-46. The lack of discipline at the plate, the lack of fire and anything like that. Like, I know on our Instagram page, Cody was like, I want to see a fight. No, that doesn't do anything. It's not the other team's fault you're not hitting. It's not Seattle's fault that the big dumper took your bridge last night, that a Rosarena hit two home runs last night. And you should be able to be in a game where two guys have all of the RBIs against you. Yeah, six runs is a good line, but you should be able to have at least more production. And I know there's a lot of people that say Caglione, he needs to go down. He's not. Maybe it's not all Caglione's fault. Maybe the approach that he's been taught at the big league level is completely different than what he was taught in the minor league level. And again, you go to last night, you go to the heart of the order, because everybody will say, well, Vinny, Sal, Bobby, they all got a hit. That's who has to do this. Last night, Michael Garcia, 0-for-4, strikeout. Vinny Pasquantino, 0-for-4, two strikeouts. Salvador Perez, 0-for-4, strikeout. Caglione, 0-for-4, strikeout. Drew Waters, 0-for-3, strikeout. John Rave, 1-for-3, strikeout. Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. struck out twice, but he got a hit, knocked in two. You can't just ride the coattails of Bobby Witt Jr. You can't ride the coattails of one player. Even Barry Bonds had Rich Aurelia, Jeff Kent, Jason Schmidt, guys like that that could also be a part of this. And when you look at this team, there is something not being said. There is something that is missed. There is something that has gone awry. Whether that is fire, desire, whether that is the message from the hitting coach, whether that is the message that they're getting around the cage, I don't know what it is. I simply don't care, but change it. Because if you're not going to change it, you're going to be sellers. And there's already a team that has their scouts looking at your team, hoping that you continue to fail, so that you'll make their team better possibly. And that team is the Chicago Cubs. They play in a division right now in the NL Central that is absolutely electric. And if they want to keep going, they're going to have to make some moves. And the three names that the Cubs are looking at, according to Northside Baseball, an article written by Matthew Trueblood, kind of the same vibe as like an Arrowhead Pride or Arrowhead Addict or a Royals Review type of blog. People that are in tune to this team. The three names that they bring up are Seth Lugo, Jonathan India, and Carlos Estevez. And this Royals team, in my opinion, is two more losses on this road trip away from becoming sellers. Because you cannot split with Seattle. The time is now to make up gain in the wild card race. And if you don't do it, it leaves you with no other alternative. And by then, if you wanted to see the hitting coach go, at that point, it's too far gone. Right? It's too far gone. Then it's going to be one of these things in the offseason. They're going to reevaluate their coaching staff, and they're going to make some changes that way. And I don't think Q should go. I think Q does just fine. I think he did a great job last year, but I think he is tainted by a lack of fire in other departments on this team. Yes, I'm looking at Alex Zumwalt. Because the message is not being directed clear enough. That message that is being directed is not good enough. And no one in this lineup is hitting. And yes, I understand. I listen to Vern. I listen to a lot of people. These players are the ones that walk up to the plate. They're the ones that swing the bat. But there's also prep work being done. Hey, this pitcher does this and this, and we got to make sure we're looking for this pitch. Well, whatever the hell you're looking for, you've yet to find it. What's that famous U2 song? I still haven't found what I'm looking for. That's the approach of the plate for the Royals players. You have Jack Caglione, who's a 22-year-old phenom, and whatever he's looking at or whatever he's being told to look at, it ain't working. First pitch he saw last night, 99 up and out of the zone, pressing. This team wants to win. There's no doubt about it. This team wants to win. But this team is this series and the Diamondback series away from becoming sellers. Because I don't care what you do against Pittsburgh. If you win 3 out of 3 against Pittsburgh, they're not a good team. Yeah, it's 3 wins. But if you lose 3 out of 4 to Seattle, you've gained nothing. If you lose 2 out of 3 to Arizona, you will have gained nothing. You have gone 2-7 or 2-5 on a road trip. You went 8-18 in June. You haven't been .500 since June 11th. You've had 2 different 6-game losing streaks. 6-game losing streaks in 1 month. 2 of them. 12 of your losses of your 18 came in 2 series. And the only time you won more than 2 games in a row was when you swept Texas and won game 1 of the series against San Diego. That was it. And not only that, you've been shut out 5 times. I used the analogy earlier. If this show was dead last in ratings for 3 straight months or 6 straight months, half a year, my boss would pull me into his office and say, something's got to change. But it ain't going to be Bob, and it ain't going to be Mac. So figure it out. It ain't going to be Speck losing his job. It ain't going to be at the top losing their job. It's going to be me. And when you don't produce, you have to be held accountable. I understand these guys are friends. I understand these guys have relationships. But if you don't win and you don't produce, you have to be accountable. And right now, hitting is the main focus. It's not pitching. But what's happening is this putrid performance at the plate from multiple players outside of the guy who wears 7 and plays short. It's now starting to affect the other teammates. It's now causing a riff. The defense isn't good. The base running isn't good. The decision-making isn't good. Pressing on the base pass because we're pressing at the base or at the batter's box. Well, I definitely have to steal second because that's the best chance we have of getting this guy in. Thrown out at second. Caught leaning. Pressing to steal. There is evident proof that that is happening. Last week, Michael Garcia got hit in the head with a throw over to first. Tried to steal the very next play. Got thrown out at second. Inning over. And if you are going to sell, it's going to be names like Lugo, Estevez, and India. That's who the Cubs have interest in. And you ask, well, who would we get out of that? We're not going to get anything for those guys. Well, Kevin Alcantara is a guy that's their number 3 prospect in their team. And from this article, it says the sweet spot could be a deal centered on Lugo and a struggling Cubs outfielder prospect, Calvin Alcantara. He's in AAA, so struggling's not really a concern of mine. And it says the Cubs would have to include a strong second piece, though, sources said, and that it could turn out to be a problem. Quickly, the team will run into hurdles this summer because several of their key prospects are having rough seasons or are functionally underrated. Alcantara, for instance, has such impressive tools that he nearly made the opening day roster and has been ranked inside the top 30 prospects in baseball by some outlets. But he's scuffling with AAA Iowa this year. In fact, he's getting worse each month, including slugging an anemic .328 in June. Ben Brown is another name that's been talked about. But like Alcantara, Brown has shown his warts this season and can't command a player like Lugo on his own. But again, if you're not going to get anything for Lugo if you don't move him and he walks and tests the open market, you might as well get somebody that's not working in their system and bring him to your minor league system. Carter Jensen's down there. Blake Mitchell's down there. Throw in Kevin Alcantara and say, hey, it's a new face. It's a new place. Let's see what happens. We got Jack Caglione, Bobby Witt Jr., all this promise. This hitting coach from last season is no longer here, so we don't worry about him anymore. Maybe that works out, because when they had Aroldis Chapman, they traded him for Cole Reagans, and I'm betting my money that 80% of the fan base had no idea who Cole Reagans was. In fact, a lot of callers were calling in on Vern's postgame show last year, calling him Raggins. But you got that piece because you weren't going to get anything for Chapman. So you've got to win, which is tough, because since you went 8-18 in June, your backs are against the entire wall in July. Because for a week, you don't play. And you got three more against Seattle, three against Arizona. You come back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against Pittsburgh. And then you got one last series, and it's the All-Star break. And then you got a week until you decide what you're doing. But if you go 8-18 in June, it makes the decisions a lot easier. But somebody's got to be accountable. Somebody has to. Somebody's got to show fire. I don't care if Jack Caglione strikes out tonight in his first at bat, and then he just smithereens that bat over his knee. I would be like, thank you. Somebody show visible frustration to where this team is. Because I can hear all day, it'll turn. These guys are all in this together for each other. Eventually, you're going to lose that clubhouse, and the frustration and the disappointment will take over like a plague, and it could get worse. And I don't know how you get worse than 8 wins and 18 losses, losing 500 in June 11th, 2 6-game losing streaks, 1 winning streak of 2 games or more. That's when you beat the Texas Rangers for 3, and then you won 1 against San Diego, and half of your wins came in one time. 2 6-game losing streaks, 18 losses, and 12 of them came in 2 6-game losing streaks. It just can't happen. So we'll see. This is audio of what the Cubs might do if they go all in.
How is this trade deadline going to shape the NL Central, which has become pretty tight race? Had the Brewers won yesterday, it would have been 1 game back. They're still just 2 games back of the Cubs.
Yeah, that's a great question. The Cubs are going to win the trade deadline in the NL Central. They're everywhere right now. And they're willing to part with Owen Cassie, one of their top power-hitting outfield prospects, as part of the package. And Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins literally are everywhere. I mean, as I talk to people in the industry, they're all in. And they're going to do what it takes to win. You know, the Reds don't have a lot of money to spend. They could use a bat. I can see them getting a bat. I don't think the Cardinals are going to do much. They need impact, but they're not going to trade the future for this year. Brewers have a really good team, and I think their starting rotation, I think the Brewers, in my opinion, is a huge threat because of that. And Brandon Woodruff is going to get back, but I don't expect them to be busy at the trade deadline. I understand they're trying to upgrade the left side of the infield. They're not getting much offense from shortstop or third base, so that's what they're trying to do. Easier said than done in this marketplace. And again, you know, we have to look at this market right now. It's going to change a lot in 31 days.
No doubt about it. Today's July 1st. All-Star breaks July 15th. It's going to change a lot in 12 days. Pittsburgh made some moves yesterday, Mr. Morey. They decided to go out and get Jalen Ramsey and trade him for Micah Fitzpatrick and Jonnu Smith. So now Jonnu Smith is in Pittsburgh. Micah Fitzpatrick is in Pittsburgh, and Jalen Ramsey is in Miami.
Jalen Ramsey's in Pittsburgh, Fitzpatrick in Miami. Yes.
Strike that, reverse it.
Yes, yes.
Is the AFC North better than the AFC West?
I think no. I think it's really close. I also think it depends on what you value. They're a better defensive division, even with Denver and LA, who being both elite, I think 1 through 4, Baltimore. Well, Cincinnati really does ruin it because you go 3 for 4 of elite defenses, man. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore are elite. I'd still give it to AFC West, though, because all around, I think Cleveland's by far the worst. The Raiders.
Who's the best team in the North? The Ravens?
Yeah, the Ravens.
Who's the best team in the West? The Chiefs?
And the Chiefs.
Advantage Kansas City?
Barely, but yeah, definitely.
Okay. Second best team in the West? The Broncos?
Sure, let's say it.
Okay, second best team in the North? Cincy?
Yep.
Okay. Advantage? Even?
Even. Yeah, let's go a wash.
The advantage that they have on offense in Cincinnati is the advantage that Denver has on defense?
Yes, pick your poison. Okay.
Chargers, Steelers?
I'm going to go Chargers.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go Raiders, obviously, over the Browns.
Over the Browns.
So, yeah, AFC West. You could convince me.
But it used to be.
It used to, yes.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. And then you had the coaches.
Right.
Oh, and then it's not even a question.
Right. Peyton, Reed, Harbaugh, Carroll.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year.
Yes.
Right.
It's today.
Yeah, I think it's...
Because the South is a joke and the East is a joke.
Yeah, East has two teams, and honestly, it's one and a half.
One, and we have a team that we're not quite
excited about.
Yet.
Yeah, and then two dumpster fires in New York Jets and Miami Dolphins. The AFC right. South is just...
And coaching in the East is... I mean, McDermott and Vrabel are fine, but McDaniel, I think it's stale.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Jets...
The Aaron Glenn, we'll see.
Well, it's new.
It's new, exactly.
And then the South is a joke.
Yeah, South's the joke right now.
I mean, Jacksonville, somebody said, is Trevor Lawrence entering his fifth sophomore slump earlier on the text line? Well, thought that was great.
We'll get to that. I'm not out, man. Not out yet.
On Trevor Lawrence?
Not out on that yet. Not out on that. I'm kind of excited
about
that.
Are you more in on Trevor Lawrence or Alex Zumwalt?
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence. Who am I less out on is probably the correct way to ask, and less out on Trevor.
Okay.
No, the door is shut for Zoomer.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, the only Zoomies I want to see are the dogs in the backyard.
Yeah. Or us running the bases. That'd be cool.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I tried that once and I failed. It was a very, very sad day in my life. But it's fine because I got roasted by Denny Matthews.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. So good.
Let's bring some light to the show.
We've had a rough show, though, here on 610 Nights. One of our hosts tried to steal the base out there in right field, and he was a cool 5 seconds late crossing the finish line. I'm sure he's going to be hanging his head and hoping that, especially you two, did not see that.
They could have. There's a gapper into right center field, and that's going to get by Kyle Isbell and roll to the wall. So Willie Castro is on. And this is the fourth straight inning that the Tigers have had their leadoff man on.
I started to say, Fizz, they could have videotaped that dash from the right field corner in slow motion, but that would have been redundant.
I was going to say, the use of the word dash.
A little dash, yeah. He ran out of steam
early. He sure did.
Nothing like your best friend, Josh Fernier, joining the other side and just agreeing with everything that Steve Fisiak and Denny Matthews had to say about my fat ass running down the right field line trying to steal a bag. And they also took off 5 seconds because I was older. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Coming up on the other side, we wrap this show up. We get you ready for tomorrow when we answer some of your questions on the text line, maybe. 913-586-7965. Ask Mac anything. He's on fire today. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
It is a Bobby Bonilla day today, $1.2 million every July 1st, but also an SGA day. Holy cow, did that man get paid?
Jeez.
Making $71 million a year?
Yeah, man. He could have waited another year or two and gotten to 80, but he's like, yeah, let's do it now.
Yeah, get it while it's hot, man. Like, I mean, tell you what, that's insane.
It's incredible.
News out of the NBA world, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has agreed to a 4-year, $285 million supermax contract extension with the Thunder through 30 and 31. Sources tell Shams.
Good for him.
It's the richest annual salary for a player in league history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll continue.
You know, when you win MVP, an NBA title, a scoring title, and finals MVP, I have no bad take about paying that man that much money.
No.
And you won that city's first title ever. I know, very young franchise. Maybe not that young, 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah, a little younger.
Yeah, man, get paid, young king. Do your thing. That's a ton of money. $71 million a year.
That's insane. Holy, he's like 26, smokes. You know?
Set
so
for
he,
life.
He can get another contract after this, too.
And he will.
4 or 5 years, and he will. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Keep it up. I'm an SGA defender, man. The hate that he gets, I think, is unfair. I've got a good friend of mine, and we got in a little spat this weekend about it because he just
spat,
a little spat, a little skirmish, if you will, just because he can't stand them. And I'm just like, you love Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's had more free throws in postseasons than SGA. I just don't get it. I think
he's also played more postseason games than SGA.
Well, but I'm saying in one postseason run,
oh,
like if you go back to 06, he took way more free throws a game than SGA did this year. And I was 9, but I don't remember that being a topic of conversation. I'm sure it was, but I don't think it's like this. I don't think you had Doris Burke saying, free throw merchant.
Earlier this week, the Jake Paul stuff. According to Bleacher Report, the World Boxing Association has ranked Jake Paul as the number 14th cruiserweight contender in the world.
Okay.
So hang on.
Okay.
You'll like where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Paul can now fight Gilberto Ramirez, a.k.a. Zerto, for the unified cruiserweight championship title. Here's what I have to say about that.
A real title. Okay.
A real fight.
Yep.
Sanctioned. This would absolutely get us locked in.
Yeah.
Because now you're not facing Mike Tyson at age 70, stoned out of his mind. You're not facing Nate Robinson,
yeah,
former basketball player that is the whole most hilarious knockout I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's good.
You are going to fight the unified cruiserweight championship. Do it. You want to be the problem child? You want to cause problems? Go into their world and do it. Because this whole facade that you put on of like being this problem child, smack talker, ball's in your court, Jake. Because I can tell you right now, Gilberto Ramirez, who I've never heard of, Zerto, he's chomping at the bit, ready to just absolutely knock your lights out. So what are you going to do? You going to be the big badass and go box this guy and make a ton of money and set records for modern day boxing? Or...
Oh, it would too.
Oh!
It would.
Oh! It would have everyone's attention.
I mean, what are the names do we have in boxing? It's sad to say.
I didn't know who this guy was.
I don't know
was.
Who he is.
And I'm sure there's people that are driving around listening and be like, you don't know who Zerto is?
You're an idiot.
Yeah. I know who Zorro is.
Never heard of him.
But this is an opportunity. This is
good.
This gets the ground moving.
Yeah.
Because this is like the guy who played in the minor leagues for way too long and is hitting all the pitching and nonstop. Now you get to be in the big leagues, Jake. Now you get to go fight a real boxer. Because that's what everybody says. I'll watch Jake Paul the minute he fights a real boxer, but yet those people still watch Jake Paul. Now we have an opportunity to where he could actually fight somebody because now Jake Paul holds a ranking. He's the 14th ranked cruiserweight contender in the world.
And I assume you don't know this, but how did he get ranked?
By winning popularity, okay, having matches.
Yeah.
But he's eligible for a cruiserweight title fight.
Dude, do it. And if you're boxing, absolutely you want him in.
Of course.
You want him then.
He sells. Go do it. So.
Now, if you're boxing, do you want him to win? Because if he loses, if he gets his ass kicked, which... I tend to lean that way, right? I tend to infer that that would be the conclusion of him fighting an actual prime, in practice, real boxer. If that were the case and he gets his ass kicked, is it done? Are we out? Because he probably doesn't sell then.
No, but he would make one big bag. And maybe
and
that's...
boxing would too.
And then that would sell his career even more. If he's like, yeah, I did it. I lost, but I got paid. It's like, I finally lost. I know he's lost one other time. But I mean, like, it's all these guys that have said, hey... You know, like Tyson Fury's of the world. You're not a boxer. Keep our sport out of your mouth. Okay. Well, then you have an opportunity to hit two birds with one stone. You go into their world. Then what? Then, Mac, how about this? What if he wins?
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, he's done exactly what they did not want him to do, but he did it in the way that he did it the way they wanted him to do it. You'd have a lot of contradictory because you'd be like, you're not a boxer. Stay out of our sport. You want to be a boxer? You want to be in our sport? Come in our sport. Then he does it and he wins. Then it's like, oh, shoot. Well, he won. We're not talking about fake boxing. We're talking about real boxing, 660.
That's the thing, man.
I understand that UFC is more popular. You're not telling me anything I don't know. Weird. We're talking about real boxing. He's ranked the 14th cruiserweight in the world right now and has an opportunity to actually go fight in real boxing. Listen to the show. Don't hear what you want to hear. Patty the Batty will get knocked out in the UFC. You like that? I thought. There's a UFC name for you. Go watch Frank Mir. You like that name? You like that pool? How about Chuck Liddell, the Iceman?
Nice.
How about the Huntington Beach bad boy, Tito Ortiz? You want me to keep going? I could go on forever, baby. Snuffy, Ale, Leo, Little Mole with the gimpy leg. Gosh, darn it, the Royals have put me in a bad mood.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
What the hell was that? Frank Mir, what a pull.
That was nice.
Randy Couture. You want me to talk about Randy Couture?
Yeah, give me
Mr. America, Captain America, Randy Couture. That was his nickname. 660. UFC sucks.
He doesn't think that.
I don't think
he doesn't think that, guys. He's just upset. Just upset.
I'm just mad.
And I get why you're mad. Also, we don't need your texts about how Jake Paul's not popular. He is popular. Jake Paul is popular.
No wonder your show sucks. Number one in the ratings. How you feeling? Come on, baby.
Geek.
Yeah. Somebody says this is way better than Royals content.
Well, low bar. I mean, when we're talking about that.
Yeah. Royals will be in action again tonight.
Yes,
they'll play the Seattle Mariners once again.
Got me fired up for tonight, Dusty. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to see it. Need to see Fight Desire. I mean, we're getting close. We're getting close to the sell, which I think a lot of people are all in to sell. I think a lot of people want them to sell. Those names would be Lugo, Estevez, maybe a Urseg, maybe a Jonathan India is a name. We've seen that with the Cubs in this article that we read earlier today. Tonight is that night. If you lose tonight, you cannot split this series. You have to win 3 out of 4, and you have to win 2 out of 3 against Arizona. You have 2 losses in your back pocket to have the rest of this series on the road. Your back's against the wall. Your back's been against the wall since June ended, which was yesterday. You went 8-18 in June. You haven't been .500 since the 11th of June. You had 2 6-game losing streaks in the month of June. You had 1 series where you won more than 2 games in a row. That was in your sweep against Texas. Half of your wins, 8 of your wins, came in 4 consecutive games. 2 6-game losing streaks is tough. 12 of your 18 losses came in 2 6-game losing streaks. That's just not bad. That's just not good. And you had 5 shutouts. 660, I apologize. That wasn't nice of me to go after you like that. So I hope you have a great day. I hope you can find kindness like I'm going to try to. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe. Stay kind. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew.
You're listening to Fesco and